Shalom Aleichem to everybody. We are days away from the Yom Tov of Shavuos. I'd like to share with you something I think is quite remarkable, fascinating, and maybe not even too well known. That is that there's a striking comparison, a dimyon, between the Yom HaNoraim, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Of course, at first blush, that seems quite surprising. Shavuos is Yom Tov, one of the Shalosh Regalim. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot typically are grouped together, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are grouped together on their own as the Yom HaNoraim. But a careful analysis and a closer look at the Yom HaNoraim, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and the Yom Tov of Shavuos will shed light on some fascinating comparisons between the two. Take a look at the Sefer of Ramatzio Salman, the Matan Eschaim and the Moedim. He notes number of similarities between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Shavuos. I'd like to share with you some of them, as well as some others. Let's start with taking a look at six common denominators, six similarities between the Yom HaNoraim and Shavuos. Number one, there's a significant amount of hachana, preparation that goes into the Yom HaNoraim and that goes into Shavuos. There are 40 days of preparation for Yom Kippur. We have the month of Elul, Chodesh Elul. We have the Aseres Yimei Tshuva leading up to the 40th day, the day of Yom Kippur. Of course, as the Torah points out, Moshe Rabbeinu was Ola 40 days prior to receiving the second Luchos. The second Luchos were received on Yom Kippur. Thus, there are 40 days, Mem Yamim, the 40-day incubation period. This spiritual laboratory preparing us for Yom Kippur, the Yom Hadin. Similarly, of course, there are 49 days, Mem Tes days, that we prepare for the Yom Tov Shavuos, to prepare for Kabbalah Sator. You can't just accept the Torah. You can't just automatically walk into the Yom Tov Shavuos. It requires hachana, it requires preparation. And similarly, both the Yom HaNoraim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, as well as Shavuos, require significant preparation. Number two, the Gemara says, Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as well as Shavuos, require that the klalos, the curses in Sefer Vayikra, and the curses in Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Kisav and Parshas Vayikra, must be read, concluded prior to the Yom HaNoraim, and prior to Shavuos. The Gemara says, Ezra tikelem lisoshu karn klolos shabataras kohanim kodem atzeres v'kodem Rosh Hashanah. Ezra established that the klolos were required to be read prior to Rosh Hashanah and prior to Shavuos. Mishnah Torah Kodem Rosh Hashanah, my time. What's the reason that we conclude the klolos prior to Rosh Hashanah? Abaye says, name Reish Lakish, Kadesh Tichle Shana v'kilalosea. We want to conclude the year in all of its klolos. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Shabbat Mishnah Torah Ika, Kadesh Tichle Shana v'kilalosea. Makes sense that you want to finish the year with all the curses, so therefore finish reading Parshas Kisavo before the new year Rosh Hashanah. Ela b'shatoras kohanim atu atzeres Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Tov of Atzeres, is the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, is of Shavuos considered to be a Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara answers, in absolutely Shavuos Atzeres nami Rosh Hashanah. Shavuos is also considered to be Rosh Hashanah. Disnan uvatzeres al peros ha'ilon, on Atzeres and Shavuos, we are judged on the peros ha'ilon. Thus another comparison, another similarity, another common denominator between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Yom HaNoraim and Shavuos. Kidei shetich l'shana v'kilol oseh. Rosh Hashanah is called a new year. Shavuos is called a new year. And therefore you're required to finish and conclude the klolos of Parshas Kisavo prior to Rosh Hashanah, and finish the klolos of Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Kisavo, prior to Rosh Hashanah. So again, you see that similarity. And more than that, the Mishnah says, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which is what the Gemara is referring to here, B'dal Prakim Ha'olam Nidon. Four times a year, the world is judged on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bayi Ha'olam, Ovim Lefam V'Krei Me'raron. Every human being comes in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a day of judgment. It's a day of reckoning. Uba Atzeres Nidonim Al Peros Ha'ilan, on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Atzeres Chaga Bikurim, we are judged on the Peros Ha'ilan, the fruit trees. The trees are judged. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah is the din for man, Atzeres, and the day of Shavuos is the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos, another day of reckoning, another day of judgment. Rashi has a fifth comparison. Rashi, in the beginning of Chamisha Chumte Torah, Parshas Bereishis tells us that there's an extra hay, and the word Hashishi, Vahi Erev, Vahi Boki, Yom Hashishi, the sixth day of creation, asks Rashi, every single day of creation, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, there's no hay. Why, when it gets to the sixth day, to say Hashishi? Zakt Rashi, that the entire world was created on Rosh Hashanah. But Tishrei, it was Hayom Haras Olam, the first day of creation took place on Aleph Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. However, the entire world stood in abeyance. It hung, waiting for Hashishi, that day. What's going to be that day? It's going to be Vav season, the day of Kabbalah Sator, Shekibli Yisrael Sator, Nizchaz Kul Yol Yitzirah Spacious. The entire world was strengthened, was concretized, Dafka, on Shavuos. Therefore, another commonality between Aleph Tishrei and Vav Sivan. The creation of the world was on Aleph Sivan, and it hanged in abeyance, waiting to make sure the entire world would accept the Torah. Therefore, we see another comparison between the day of Rosh Hashanah, the day of Yom Kippur, Yomim Neraim, and Shavuos. But there's another comparison. It's Yerushalmi Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dal Halacha Ches. Rav Lezer ben Rav Yossi, B'shem Rav Yossi, said on all the karbanos of Rosh Hashanah, it says that you will be makriv, you will bring the karbanos. However, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it says Va'asisem, the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. What is the Medrash commenting on that word say? Amar lan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikaven shenichnastem l'din lefnei Adonai b'Rosh Hashanah, since you have come in front of me, b'din on Rosh Hashanah, v'yatzasim b'shalom aniv, you have exited peacefully, ma'alani aleichem kili nivrasem b'riyah chadash, you are a new being. Therefore, in Rosh Hashanah, we're asisem. We don't bring a karban and craft them. It's asisem. We bring ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara continues, Rav Mesharshi b'shem Rav Idi says, in all the karbanos, it says the word chet. However, atzeres ein ksiv chet. When it comes to Shavuos and the carbon of Shavuos, it doesn't say chet. Amar lan HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikaven shiki baltam aleichem al haTorah, since you've accepted the ol haTorah, the yoke of the Torah, ma'ale ani aleichem kilu chatasim imeichem, I see it as if you never sinned. Again, another common denominator, another commonality. It's already hinted to in the Torah that Chag HaAtzeres is like the din of Rosh Hashanah. And if we accept the Torah the same way we accept the din of Rosh Hashanah, we too be yotzei zakai bad din. Thus, a fifth comparison between the din of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shavuos. And finally, the Shlach HaKadosh says in Maseches Shavuos, quoting the Sefer Tolas Yaakov, and I quote, V'da, ki kamo sheb'Rosh Hashanah ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lashkiach, v'lidros ma'aseh b'nei Adam, just like in Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks carefully, meticulously, scrupulously after every single human being. Ki yom ha'briyah rishon, it's the first day of creation, chidish ha'olam, hayom tchilas ma'asecha. Ken ratza b'yom matan Torah, so too says the Shlach, quoting the Tolas Yaakov on the day of Kabbalah HaTorah of Sivan, shumor al chidish ha'olam, it's a new creation, a new beginning. Lashkiach v'lidros ma'aseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to look after the world, to check, to look carefully, just like on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reviews mankind, human beings, civilization. So too on Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reviews, is the world where it's supposed to be? Are people where they're supposed to be? Is the Torah where it's supposed to be? Are the fruit trees doing what they're supposed to do? The Peiro says the Tolas Yaakov, Ha'ilon, that's a reference to as the Neshamos, HaPorchos Milano Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the trees that are referenced to in the Mishnah, Al Peiros Ha'ilon, they're being Nidon on Rosh Hashanah, referring to the neshamos that are flying around in the air. How much do Jews connect to Torah? Were they mevatel themselves from Torah? Did they nullify? Did they abuse? Did they stay far away from the Torah? Thus, six common denominators, six commonalities. Shavuos is a Yom Adin, just like Rosh Hashanah, is a preparation 40 days and 49 days. Tichle Shana v'kilolose, you have to finish the klolos prior to Parshas Kisav and Rosh Hashanah and prior to Parshas B'chukosai and Shavuos. B'dal Prakim ha'olam Yidon, there's a judgment that takes place in Rosh Hashanah, there's a judgment that takes place in Atzeres. The Shlach Kadosh, Rashi, Hashishi, the world continued to be judged, waiting for Vav Sivan. And finally, the Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah, the same way we're makriv ourselves, va'asis in Rosh Hashanah, so too, there's no chet on Shavuos. But what's the pshat? What's the comparison? What's the common denominator? What's being hinted to here? It would seem quite clear that if you look at Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Yomim Neraim, there's a certain element of din, chayim and mavis, miyichyo mimamus. Rosh Hashanah yukasevim yom tzom pipur yechasevim, and Yomim Neraim is a time of judgment of life and death. Shavuos is a judgment of Ruchnias. What's our relationship to the Torah? It's another type of din. It's a din on the Torah. It's a din on Ruchnias, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that it's a din on the guf. Two types of din, two types of judgment that take place throughout the course of the year. Thus, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur represent and reveal one element of din, one element of judgment. Miyichyo yumamos. However, Shavuos is how connected I am to the Torah. Where am I in my relationship to Torah? Where am I supposed to be? And thus, in the comparison between the Yomim Neraim and Shavuos, how much do I love the Torah? Am I osek b'divrei Torah? Am I deeply involved? Do I think about Torah? Do I want to learn more? Am I interested in being connected to the Torah? But there's one other comparison. There's another demon. It's fascinating. If you look in Parshas Emor, nowhere ever do you see, either when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, or when it comes to Shavuos, that there's any element of din. It doesn't say in the Torah that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. It doesn't say Yom Kippur is a Yom HaDin. It doesn't say Shavuos is a Yom HaDin. Nowhere. Rosh Hashanah is Zichron Trua. It's Yom Trua. Yom Kippur is Tanuas Nafshoseichem. Shavuos is Chag HaBikurim. Shavuos is Atzeres. But it's not the Yom HaDin. The Torah doesn't tell us, because the Torah is trying to teach us, do what you're supposed to do. If you're living the way you're supposed to live in Rosh Hashanah, you're being Mamlech, me. If on Shavuos you're learning Torah, and we jump to study to take advantage of the day of Shavuos, and we learn all night, and we learn in the day, that I'm going to judge you so favorably, I don't have to call it a Yom HaDin. Because ipso facto, willy-nilly, if you're connected to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you're davening, you're mimamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If on Shavuos you're learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, that's dafka where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to judge you, because you're the most primary, pristine, exact place that you're supposed to be. Bezus Hashem Yisbaruch, we should be zoche badin. We should love to learn Torah. We should be osek b'Torah. We should be ohave Torah. We should connect to the Torah, connect to Bar Olam. Yisrael v'araisa v'kutshabrichu charu. We, the Torah and Klal Yisrael, are so interconnected. The Torah is ours. It's our life. It's our lifeline. And if we're zoche to din, Bezus Hashem Yisbaruch, it should be the ultimate good. B'siyata d'kai Yishmaya Kadosh Baruch Hu should judge us favorably, the world favorably, and all Klal Yisrael favorably. Wishing everybody a wonderful Yontif. Thank you for joining us.